Hey guys, Justin Shank here, host of the top-ranked podcast, The Growth Now Movement. I currently rank in the top 15% in the world, and I want to help you do that as well. So I've created an online course and a mastermind that you can join for free for 30 days. All you have to do is go to launchfixgrow.com and sign up today. I'll see you there.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, business positioning strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 70 countries, such as the United States, Sweden, UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Malaysia. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives and how we use this to then transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on Blog Talk Radio at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Tuesday through Friday. I see authors, amazing people who are impacting the world around them. My guest today is exactly that. If you have any questions for any of our guests, bring our live broadcast 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Tuesday, Friday. Call us at 657-383-1107. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. In Redondo Beach with her family. When she is not writing, she's a speaker who speaks to groups about how to self-source confidence strategies from her book, Battery. Of Southern California as frequently as she can and loves international travels. She's working as her next book. You can find her website www.roseannie.com. Instagram, Facebook page is Roseannie. Found on Amazon. Welcome to the show, Roseannie. Hi, Roseannie.
Hi, Sean. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just enjoying my California fair weather here.
But it's raining today. I don't like that much. And which has been weird.
I am going to call in at the phone number so I can hear you better. So I'm just going to call in right now. Bear with me.
Sure.
Hello? Hello?
Yep. Hey, how's it going?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Very good. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
I'm nervous. Anytime we can talk about mastery, like totally in.
Sorry, I did not hear half of that at all.
Okay, so I was saying that anytime that we talk about mastery, am I here?
Cutting every other word.
Okay. So, technical here. Tell us what deep what is?
I'm not sure what I heard because I'm like missing two out of three words here. Sorry. What's my why? My why, I hope you can hear me and that I'm not cutting out on your end, Sean. But my why is basically to help myself and the people that I come in contact with to live their biggest life possible. You know, I think the human potential is unlimited, and we owe it to ourselves to live the life that we imagine. So I'm not sure if you got any part of that. And so, you know, as an immigrant, as a woman, as someone who had to basically reinvent herself at a younger age, I learned via the hard ways to still go after what I want, even though I didn't have a lot of confidence to begin with, to cultivate my own confidence. And now I make it as part of my mission to live my biggest life possible, to go after everything else I want as an author, as a speaker, as a world traveler, and to help other people pursue their own goals and dreams in life, whatever those may be, to be their own biggest champion. I think that's the number one thing that we can do for ourselves is to be our number one fan and to go after the things we want in life. So that's basically my why.
Awesome.
In life.
I love that. I love that. You have to be a number one fan. That's what my takeaway is from that. Be your number one fan.
Be your number one fan, exactly. Because, you know, nobody else, somebody else may be your biggest fan, but they cannot be a bigger fan than your own. You have to really have faith in what you want to do and can do. And we got to be able to source that confidence within ourselves. We got to believe in ourselves before somebody else can believe in us.
Huh. So I've heard it a couple of different ways. You can tell somebody 100 times that I believe in you and you're amazing and you believe in you, and they just won't hear it. You tell them two or three, it could be a million times. You tell them 1,000 times, whatever, but that 1,000 and like second time that you've told them that they're good enough, they're worth it, you love them, whatever, all of a sudden it clicks.
Exactly.
So I can see where you're going with that is you must believe in yourself before others believe in you. Totally get that. But I also believe that it takes someone kicking us in the butt and telling us how good we are and empowering us, inspiring us over and over and over again for us to believe in ourselves. Because many times I didn't believe in myself, but other people did, which made me believe in myself. So I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see it go both ways.
Yes. I see what you mean. But, you know, for some people it could be 5 times of hearing that. For others it could be, mm-hmm. It may need to hear it 5,000 times. And that's
mm-hmm.
where we are all different. You know, we have different barometers of how much infusion of that, the compliment and the faith from other people that we might need in order to, you know, get lit up and go after what we really want.
Right.
And for me, it took very little for others to tell me that I can do it. I had to first tell it to myself, and I had a few people around me, the right people around me, to tell me, yeah, you, Rosanna, you can do it, and before I went after the things I really wanted to do.
Oh, amazing. All right. So I love your why. I love the message that you're giving. Talk about your speaking, because not only are you an author, but you're a speaker as well. So tell us what you talk about, the topics, what you cover, and what your message is.
Yes. I talk about two different types of audiences and topics. Because I write nonfiction books, essays, and how-tos, sometimes I'm a panelist in writers' event to share with other more newer authors on how to write the first draft for your book, how to keep going even when things are hard, how to tell your story in a way that your readers can connect with you when it comes to your nonfiction work. And then the other thing I talk about with another audience is to how to find that confidence. And this is the crux of Badassery 101, one of my books, is that when there's nobody around you, when you're not in the right circumstance, and there's nobody around you to tell you that you're good enough, how do you self-source that confidence so that you can go after the things you want to do instead of, you know, being crushed by self-doubt and low self-esteem and all the negativity? So how can we self-source
right.
the goodness and self-confidence for ourselves? So that's another thing I love talking with people about.
Yeah, I think that social media has really exacerbated exactly what you just said in a negative way. We see a lot of people living in the reality of what other people think about them. We see firsthand people getting bullied on Facebook because of a belief, because of, I mean, if you look at any, literally, any political post, and somebody says, I love Trump, all of a sudden, they're racist, they're dirtbags, they're this, they get a bunch of supporters in there, like, oh, you know, hail Trump, and then all of a sudden, it's this huge, all-out Facebook name call, like, it blows my mind how you can treat human beings that way. You see it when moms do certain things, or if they don't agree with the religion, or they, which are two things that I would never talk about on my show, is like, I would never have a politician on my show, like, not ever. And I really try to stay away from the religion, like Catholics and Lutherans, and like that's, I mean, we talk about God or whatever, but not like my religion is better than your religion and that type of stuff. Because people they're either one way or they're one way. Like, there's no, like, in between.
And that's unfortunately the smallness of humanity, you know. One of the authors that I follow says that, you know, whatever you believe, the opposite and probably a million other things are probably also true. And we've gotten to the point where we don't allow other types of truths to exist, that as if they don't believe my way, then they're wrong. And unfortunately, our humanity is sometimes very small that way. And in a part of self-confidence, badassery, if you will, is to allow other people their truth. They don't have to agree with me, but it's no skin off my back. It doesn't prevent me from, you know, living positively and doing the things I want. Just because you and I might disagree on something, it doesn't mean we have to be enemies. It doesn't mean we have to call each other names. It doesn't mean you're wrong. And people very quickly on Facebook, like you said, fail to see that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I left the group. I literally left the group. It was like a badassery or coaching mastery or whatever it was. It was one of those type of groups where, like, we're operating at high levels, we're all badasses, like that type of stuff, right? This is why it sticks out. I left the group after, you know, posting a bunch of things and, you know, being a great member. I watched a lady get chastised by half of its members because she had some kind of a free gift for people. You know, of course, you know what comes with the free gifts. They're not really free. It's you opting into their stuff, right? And then she emailed them and says, hey, you know, I see that you got this one PDF document, product, whatever. What can I help with? What can I do? This, that, and the other, you know, whatever. And she was – and so, you know, the organizer was like, you can't do that. And how dare you? And you're a terrible person. And like, and she was like, wait, what? Like, I didn't know that you couldn't do. Like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. And you know, I know you can email me. She goes, it's in our group. Like, you don't just just give it to them. They don't get added to an email list. Well, all she did was say, hey, download this thing, download this gift. You know, like you normally would. You know, but they all gave email addresses to get it, and so she was adding to her list, and then emailed them like, hey, what do you need? Is that it? And, you know, she's like, I didn't even sell anything. Like, I didn't even sell anything. Oh, you're a terrible person. You're spam, whatever. And I was like, dude, you couldn't private message her and say, hey, don't do that again? You had to march her out in front of everybody inside of the Facebook group and, like, chastise her and, like, tear her down. And it was mostly predominantly women. I was like, I'm out. I'm not doing this. I'm out. So I know a bunch of other people left too, but you can't do that.
That's horrible. Yeah, people can be, they could just go from zero to, you know, unforgiving so fast these days, you know, to ourselves and to others, especially to others. And, you know, that's where we kind of lose a bit of humanity, when we're unwilling to give a little bit of grace for any kind of mistake. You know, we can't, when we can't do that, that's really, honestly, a loss of humanity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. So if that's the case, then what's the badassery 101? I mean, what's the one? What do we got to do?
Well, you know, kind of relating to what we're talking about is giving yourself the grace. You know, one of the chapters I talk about in there is that whatever you want to do, you're going to make mistakes. But don't let that be the obstacle to preventing you from doing hard things in getting the goal you really want. You know, I went from being a non-hiker to climbing most of Kilimanjaro in Africa, you know, in 6 months. I trained for 6 months, and I climbed it for 5 days. And, yeah, I made a ton of mistakes. And one of the mistakes almost made me lose my fingers and toes due to frostbite. You know, luckily I didn't. But, hell, I learned from my mistake is to give myself the grace and give other people the grace that, yeah, blunders are going to happen, mistakes are going to happen, but give yourself the grace to move on and learn from it and just not be so hard on yourself and other people and just keep trying the next time and the next time. And eventually you'll get there. That's part of the life's journey. Even if you don't get there, so what? That's part of the life's journey, is to keep trying to do the things that you really want to do.
Perfect. I like that a lot. When I think of badassery,
yeah,
I really think of operating at a level that is above the majority of people.
Exactly.
That's what I think.
Yes.
Like you know, think about it as like mastery, badassery. Like, you've mastered the basics, you're on to the next level, and you're just operating at that next level. That's what I think of badassery.
Yes.
But I also believe that you don't achieve that without going through the fire. That's huge.
Yeah.
So tell us a transformational moment that has changed your life, then put you on the path to what you're doing now.
I'd have to say one of the first transformational moments was when I was 11 years old, and I went from being a high point in my life, you know, great student, a fully supportive family, you know, top of my class in an environment in Taiwan that I was very familiar with, and that was my home, to suddenly having to emigrate to, you know, with my mom and be with the rest of our family in California, to lose my language, lose my home, lose my class ranking because I didn't know the language anymore, so I couldn't master myself in class. To a very low point as an immigrant, as a child. So that's one of my transformational moments for me, that, God, I knew that if I wanted to go back to my high point, the self that I knew myself as, you know, that great student and being comfortable with myself and being assertive again, I had to learn how to source that confidence for myself. I had to learn to master this new language and find out how to make new friends whose language I did not share at first, and how to make myself comfortable and assertive, even though I did not have the dominant language anymore. So I would say having to immigrate was definitely a transformational moment. It was you can imagine all kinds of discomfort happening when you're in a new country and you're having to assimilate, you know, and you have to do it as quickly as possible. It's a matter of survival. So I definitely learned some hard lessons in my first year.
Interesting. You know, I think that would be a social media post, email sent to the list.
Yeah.
Because what I know is truth and transparency win. And when you tell stories like that, someone's going to resonate.
Yeah.
And I try to at least once a day tell a story. You know, I was driving home from a business trip. I'm like super broke, trying to make this business work. You know, I'm sure everybody can kind of relate to that. Like, man, that's my last dollar. And, you know, I'm trying to invest and, you know, whatever, trying to make this business work. And I thought to get gas, swipe the card, nothing. Debit card wasn't working. Credit card wasn't working. I'm like two, three hours away from home. I'm just like, what do I do? You know, I had $2 and change, got gas with $2 and change, barely made it home. I mean, those are things that people, like, they resonate with that. So, I first of all, I want to honor you and thank you for being vulnerable and thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
But I think that people need to hear that stuff. And this is what I love about the show is we tell the stories that people need to hear. Because someone listening to this is going to go, oh, yeah, I get that. Know exactly what that feels like.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and even the people that we idolize who seem so successful now, right? Let's say Gary Vaynerchuk. But when we see old videos of him as this, you know, guy who's not exactly, you know, healthy or fit, trying to sell his dad's wine on the internet, and you know, he was bullied as a child because he was shorter than most of his peers and all that. But now look at him. You know, he learned how to assert himself as we have, despite our, you know, obstacles and despite all our circumstances that push us down. And so it's, yeah, like you said, it's great to share our what we used to be, to show other people, yeah, you can come out on the other side of this. Absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah, 100% agree. Love Gary V. I totally get his message with the hustle and the work ethic and like all that stuff. Some people are really batting against it right now. They're talking about work-life balance and sleep and mental health and, you know, rage against the hustle porn. That's what they call it, like the hustle porn. Like, oh, my gosh, between Grant Cardone and Gary Vee, and we're always hustling, you know. And it was like, you know, Grant Cardone's thing is always be selling. Gary Vee's is always be hustling. It's like, you know, it's like an identical message. But, you know, and so, anybody who's a Gary Vaynerchuk fan has seen in his videos recently, and I've been turned on to him for the past couple months. So I went back and watched some of his you know, earlier stuff. He was like, hustle. That's all it's about. It's all about. Now he's like, listen, it's all about the hustle. However, comma, sleep. Don't kill yourself. And love your family. Like, he's like, I don't even know why I have to even say that. You know, like, and I was like, I mean, you know, some people are radical, you know, so, like in everything. So they have radical sports fans. They have, you know, radical, you know, husband or wife where they just, you know, pine over their spouse and they do everything for their spouse. They love them. Like, you know what I mean? Workers and believers in whatever religion or politics or whatever they're talking about. So, you know, I mean, I totally get what his message is. I love his message.
His message too. Yeah. But part of why I love Gary Vee, and maybe it's true for you too, is that, you know, part of his badassery, and I've tried to practice this myself, is that you have to be willing to do certain things that other people are simply too effing lazy to do. And you're a badass because you're willing to do the million things that it takes to reach your goal that 90% of the population simply aren't willing to do.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
Yes.
You're willing to put in the 200 calls, whereas other people are only willing to put in 50 calls. You're willing to advertise, you know, $10,000 across three mediums, whereas other people can only want to spend $1,000. You know, that's the difference between a mediocrity and badassery, is that you're willing to go where other people are not willing to. And I was willing to climb a high mountain with only 6 months of hiking experience. I was willing to make mistakes, yet still publish my first two books at the same time, even though I had no publishing experience. So, you know, and that's just part of badassery and mastery.
Oh, 100%. Oh, man. Get me all fired up. I'm excited. I'm
right?
Pretty excited.
Badasses are not effing lazy. That's it. We cannot effing lazy.
I was removed from a car club that I'd helped start because my dedication to the club was off-putting. That's what they said. That's literally what they said. Like, your dedication is off-putting. I was like, what the hell does that mean? How can you be too dedicated?
Oh, God.
Like, I don't get it. Like, I'm waving the...
Oh, I guess success is off-putting to them.
Oh, my gosh. Like, nobody even knew who our little club was. We had, like, you know, like 10 or 12 members or whatever. And then it started growing a lot because we started attending shows. And then I started, like, contacting all of the club residents. I wanted to have dinner with them. I wanted to get to know them. I wanted to, you know, let's do an event. Let's host our own event. They're like, oh, no, that's a lot of work. Oh, my gosh, a lot of work. It's not a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, 12 of us. Like, divvy the workout. Like, what the heck? So there's like five or six of us showed up to actually do it. 80 people, 80 different cars, plus, I mean, there's probably almost 100 people there, showed up, and they're like, wow, okay, well, maybe we are good at this. I'm like, dude, I grew up in the car world. This is what I know how to do. Then we did another event, like over 100, you know, car, you know, more people, you know, and then people started taking notice, and it was growing. And I was like, let's do more. And they're like, no, like, your dedication is off-putting. I was like, that's why I've built three successful businesses, because this is what I do. I put all my energy into things that I'm 100% passionate about, because I know getting it off the ground is the hardest. Launching is the hardest.
Exactly.
Maintaining
exactly.
Is
the
part.
And you have to have the work ethics to put in the grind. And some people are just not willing to do that. They're not willing to get their hands dirty. And then they will turn around and ask, I don't know why I'm not successful. I don't know why I'm not getting this. Because you didn't fucking put in the work, people. And, you know, sometimes I just say that to their face. And I don't care if they just turn around and, like, diss me and not want to be my friends anymore. I have to tell them the truth. Because you didn't fucking put in the work. That's it.
Yep. 100%. Absolutely 100%. So... How are you? I'm so fired up right now. You got me all, like, fired up. I'm excited. Like, it's just, man.
It's true.
I don't get it.
Truth.
Like, I don't get
truth
it. Like, why would you only put in, why would you only put in 50? Like, so one thing that I know in my heart that like, marriage is not 50-50. Everyone's like, oh, it's got to be 50-50. It's got to be. No, it's 100%. Like, you can't meet anybody halfway. You got to go all the way. You know, and forever it's been, well, you know, it's half and half. You got to do your part. You got to do your part. No, you both do all the parts. like
exactly.
That's the mindset. It's 100%. And then if you know anything about Eric Thomas, I love Eric Thomas. Eric Thomas is a speaker from out of Detroit. 50K is what this guy gets for speaking. 50K.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Speaks to sports teams everywhere. And he's like, 120% is the only way. That is the only way. You know,
exactly.
And he does a lot of, like, mental work. He talks about being a badass. And I just, I don't know how to call it a military background, call it growing up poor and not wanting to live that life again. I don't know how to go slow.
Yeah, slow is for turtles. it's for lazy people. You know, like, when you make money, and part of the badassery and the hustling mentality is that once you make money, you got to put in 90% of what you make got to go back into the business, got to go back into the hustle so that you can make 200% the next time. And 190% of that 200% must go back into the wheel. And too many people want to just relax and take a vacation and take a break. And that is not what hustling is about.
Right. My whole goal with all of the businesses, my goal was to work in between all of my vacations. I wanted to be vacationing, like, spend time doing things and then crush it. Like, absolutely crush it for, like, I don't know, months, right? Months, 6 months, 8 months, whatever, just crush it and then relax, right?
Yeah.
Slow down, get my grips, right? Because if you're if you're not working, and because the whole like sipping Mai Tais on a beach in Mexico is a bunch of crap, unless you've got like passive income. But then the 80 hours a week for 3 years, like that's just, I mean, that's crazy too, because then you get burned out. And so having that sort of balance, cool, got it. But if you're doing something you love, it's not work to me.
Exactly.
Because I'm doing what I love.
You know as well as I do, when you're on vacation, Sean, when I'm on vacation, you're still so thinking about work so much because you love it. Like work is part of you. Work is part of me. You know, I have like a million book ideas, and I'm writing two of them right now because I only have time to write two of them. But you know the ideas are always on the back burner of how to do things better, how to continue your craft. And that's because you love it. You know, you don't ever truly take a break from work because that's just part of you.
Yep. Oh, 100%. When I'm on vacation, we go to Myrtle Beach soon and doing some other things because we got spring break coming up, you know? And it's just like I'm going to go down there. There's probably going to be a hotel that I'm staying at or a place or wherever I'm staying. And I guarantee you some business cards might get left in the room. I'm just that might happen. You know, I might pass out the business cards elsewhere. I might talk about what I do. I might if you know anybody speakers, if you know, I might meet a business guy. I'm like, that's awesome. Like, what's your business? That's cool. Give them some value, right? Like, talk about that's part of life.
Absolutely. Yep. We drove our Tesla down to Julian, California, to try to see wildflowers this past weekend. And of course, when you're at the Tesla superchargers, there are other Tesla drivers nearby. And so what do? We exchange business cards because we got to talking, and you never know how the connection could happen, you know. So, yeah, it's just part of making connections. Not so much about business, but just a way to connect. Maybe this person will come into your life again in a different way, and you just never know. So, yeah, carry those damn business cards.
Right?
Absolutely.
All the time. All the time. So one thing I want to really dig into before we close is what are you doing right now because we're speaking about, you know, going on vacation and living out our passion and doing the work and all the hustling and everything. What are you doing right now to elevate the lives of everyone that you come in contact with?
I'm basically, I call myself a fire starter. Everyone I come in contact with, I push them and kind of informally coach them into doing the thing, doing the hard things. Like to me, I'm excited about doing the hard stuff. And I want people to be excited about doing the hard stuff in their lives so that they can go up to the next level, whatever their next level is. So every time I have a conversation with, you know, acquaintances, friends, people I meet at conferences or writers groups, I behave as if it already happened, you know, and I teach them how to walk and act as if what they want is already happening so that they instill that confidence in themselves to just freaking do it. So just through a lot of, you know, pep talks, coaching talks with people I come in contact with, I really try to light that fire under their rear end to get them going so that next time I see them, they should have already done X, Y, Z that they and I talked about.
Got it. Okay. How can they go deeper with you? How can they take it further? What are the next steps?
They can reach out to me, and then we talk about what is it that they want in their work or personal life. And as a third party, someone who doesn't know them very well, sometimes you could really see, you know, the missing links of what is it that they're not doing and what is it that they could do. And I'm kind of a forceful personality. Like when I tell my, you know, people to do something, they tend to just do it. So through that kind of persona and my desire to help them, you know, it's my goal to make them go to the next level and experience a pain point that they're accountable to not only me, but themselves to make it happen. And I also serve on a board in my local community whose mission is to help adolescents with mental health, to tell them that the resources are there to help them communicate whatever anxiety or depression they may be going through, because, you know, teenage life is very hard nowadays. And we try to bring those programs to the teens and the adolescents to let them know that help is here if they ever need somebody to talk about that with, so that they don't feel alone and so they get the help they need in order to navigate their teen years. So that's something else working hard on as well.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. So if somebody wants to book, if somebody wants to book you to speak, how do they do that? How do they get a hold of you?
Oh, they could find me on my website, rosianny.com, or Instagram at Rosianny Lu, or Facebook page, Write on Rosianny, with the verb write on, comma Rosianny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they can
Perfect.
Find all my books on Amazon.
I was going to say, and the books are Amazon and the Barnes & Noble online store. Love it.
Yes.
So I've been plugging you the whole time, but I'm going to give you a chance to do it. I want to do a shameless plug. You can plug friends, quotes, websites, whatever you want the audience to know and to do. Shameless plug moment. Go.
Come find me on my website, rosianny.com. RosianneY.com, or Instagram at Rosianny Lu, Lu spelled LIU, or Facebook page, Write On, with the verb write, on, comma, Rosianny. And I love to talk shop about writing nonfiction with anybody who's interested in writing their first nonfiction books, or to talk to groups whose audience may need that, you know, fire from lit under them, or infusion of confidence for their audience, so that they can navigate their next life goals with that healthy dose of how to self-source your badassery. I love to talk to groups about that as well as writing.
Love it. Perfect. So as we start to close the show, can you give us a nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action?
I would say it's something I say a lot to my friends, that if you're not doing what you really want to do in life, you're doing yourself a disservice. In fact, you're taking up space, dimension that we know, by being mediocre and not going after the things you really want. So please do yourself a favor of doing whatever it takes to realize and actualize your goals, because this is a one shot that you know. So, you know, make the best of it.
I love it. I love that. So I enjoyed our conversation. This was absolutely incredible. We powered through the technical difficulties, and we had an amazing conversation. So I really, really want to thank you for coming on the show, for the amazing conversation, and for the work that you're doing every single day. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you, Sean. It's been a pleasure being on your show.
So as we close, I want to give it one last time. Waker, where can they find you? Where can they get your books? And how do you want to connect with the listeners?
I would love to connect with listeners. They can email me via my website, rosianny.com, or they can DM me or shoot me a message at Instagram at Rosianny Lu, or Facebook page, Write On, comma, Rosianny. And just shoot me an email as to what's on your mind in terms of writing and confidence speaking for your groups, and I'd love to help out anybody regarding those two topics.
Love it. Awesome. Rosianny, I really want to thank you for your time and for your energy and for being an amazing guest on Life Transformation Radio.
Thanks so much, John.
So Life Transformation Radio listeners, an amazing guest who is doing amazing things in the world, empowering the lives around her. If anything resonated with you, please connect with her. Go to her website, get her books, check out Badassery 101. With a title like that, you just cannot help but buy the book and then share it with your network. So as we close, I ask that you subscribe, rate, and review Life Transformation Radio. Let us know how we're doing. And if this show resonated with you, check out some of our other episodes and share it with your networks. Conversations that transform, this is the mission. As we close, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. I call this living your brand. So until next episode, live a great life.